Charles Martindale sits in front of a computer in Haynville, Lowndes County's sleepy seat.
Lowndes County Board of Registrars. Absentee ballot. Yes, ma'am. Thursday.
Martindale's been the chairman of the Lowndes County Board of Registrars for almost a decade. And now, he's in charge of taking pictures for voter IDs.
This is only photo voter identification card. But you can use that.
Alabama and 30 other states now require some form of photo ID in order to vote. An older woman sits in front of a blue drop cloth as Martindale snaps her photo.
That's you.
It's quick and free. So far, Alabama has issued more than 2,300 photo voter IDs. Lowndes County has over 10,000 registered voters. But Martindale says he's only processed about 60 new photo IDs, far less than he expected. There are no numbers on how many people don't have photo ID in Alabama, but a study by the Pew Research Center says around 34 million Americans have no form of photo ID. According to Senator Hank Sanders, who's represented the Black Belt for over 30 years, many people in Alabama fall into that category.
This is designed to keep poor folks from voting. It's designed to limit black people voting, young people from voting, older people, people in the rural areas, and women. These are generally considered Democratic constituencies.
The argument for the new laws is that photo IDs prevent voter fraud and make elections more fair. Perry Beasley is part of the Democracy Defense League, a Black Belt civic group that lobbied for the law.
We're hoping there won't be as much fraud. And we've had it up to our eyeballs in voter fraud and would be ready for it to go away.
In-person voter fraud is rare. In Alabama, only one person has been convicted since 2000. Michael Jackson, district attorney for five counties in the Black Belt, explains why.
There's nobody going to go up there and vote, fake vote, because everybody's such a small area, everybody knows each other.
But D.A. Jackson, Perry Beasley, and others agree there is fraud in Alabama. Absentee voter fraud.
You know, people are voting thousands of absentee ballots in these little tiny counties.
A quick civics lesson. An absentee ballot is a ballot that someone would file if they were not going to be able to vote on election day, like if they're physically disabled or will be out of the county. For decades, counties across the Black Belt have had extremely high numbers of absentee ballots.
If you want to win, you got to get them. I put it that way, in Lowndes County.
That's John Hewlett, the probate judge of Lowndes County. Hewlett's a big name in Lowndes. His dad was a civil rights leader and the first African-American sheriff.
We had an election in 1966. I was 14 years old. I never forget it. The first time we had blacks to run for office. And we got through the polls. We thought we had won. And then they come and said, no, we got to count the absentee. And we were saying, what is that? So all our candidates lost. And once we learned how to play the game, then we started doing the same thing.
Hewlett explains the system works like a stock market. There are brokers who canvass neighborhoods, helping people apply for and fill out their absentee ballots. They are employed by candidates or political parties. Sometimes unmarked absentee ballots are sold to the candidate who bids the highest. Hewlett says he has never paid for votes. So the new law is supposed to stop fraud by requiring people to provide photo ID at the polls and with absentees. But there are loopholes.
I want to show you this. Okay, this you say everybody got to have an ID, right? See right here?
Hewlett shows me an absentee ballot application. In the center, there's a list with small white check boxes to the side. If you check that you either have a disability that prevents you from going to the polls or are over 65,
you don't have to show an ID. Then all you gotta do is send it in.
Overall, Jackson, the DA, is on the fence about the new voter ID.
It's very complicated. I don't like roadblocks to legitimate voting. You know, and having ID can be a roadblock. On the other hand, I like fair elections.
For this election, absentee ballots are down in Lowndes County, a measly 300 or so. It could be thanks to the new law, or it could be because it's hard to get voters excited about primaries. Jackson believes it's because people haven't yet figured out how to game the new absentee ballot system. But, he says, at some point, people will. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.